This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Carm Capriotto, the pioneer of automotive aftermarket podcast. Hey, you're in the right place and the right time as I continue to advance the aftermarket through the voices, the incredible voices that promote change in our industry. Hey, I've got an important question for you. How do you elevate your business to the next level? You know, it can seem like an uphill battle. And why does improving yourself and your business seem so overwhelming to most people? Where do you even start? Well, it all starts basically with one step at a time, left foot, then right foot. Here's a great interview about Upshift, powered by Ask Patty, and it provides training on culture, leadership skills, and diversity, among so much more. Consider it your own personal board of directors for your business. Hey, thanks to our partner Napa for providing this episode. You know, Napa Auto Care is proud to partner with nearly 17,000 independent repair facilities, and with the goal of helping members sell more needed repairs. It's no wonder Napa Auto Care is the largest banner program. If you'd like to learn more, speak to your Napa representative today. Hey, we're at Apex 2021 again inside of Joe's Garage, and I have two really great and incredible ladies with me. I don't know, Jody DeVere, we interviewed a long, long time ago about Ask Patty, and now Jody's into something really new, which is why she's here, and you have to hear about this. Jody DeVere is an internationally recognized speaker, trainer, often quoted industry pundit, and spokesperson for the automotive industry in the women's market. She's a champion for women in the automotive industry. In her role as marketing to women expert, her goal is to educate the automotive industry. So she's the lady. She's the lady to look up to. And Donna Wagner. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Carm.
Oh, by the way, say hello, Jody.
Hello, Carm. How are you?
Good. I just want people who's listening through audio to know who's talking when. So Donna Wagner, MBA, MAAP. We did an episode a while back, and I can't remember if you were on one or two, back when you were with the University of the Aftermarket.
Yes, done a couple of them.
Yeah, I think we did. And thank you so much for that. Donna's 30-year career in the automotive industry is focused on progress. She has a talent for observing, identifying solutions, communications, and connecting people and organizations together for better results. And together, I think a lifelong dream of yours, Jody, was to create this program called Upshift.
Absolutely. In fact, the women's market is really a very complex, multi-level market, but it's only a piece of the entire market in the automotive industry. And as the years went on, as I had loyal customers that have been with me 10, 11, 12, I have customers that have been with me 16 years now. They needed more. And so Upshift, the idea about Upshift was to create more in-depth training and coaching to help people that own businesses or work in businesses, even for global businesses. They're trying to develop better leadership skills, create an incredible culture to attract and retain people, which is a huge challenge right now in our industry, and also workforce, you know, developing that workforce. And there's a little splash in there of also DEI, which has kind of come to the forefront, like, wow, how do I be more inclusive as an employer? How do I attract culturally different, or for that matter, age different, women? How do I attract and retain them? How do I develop them into our organization? That was the idea, and what happened was I kind of breathed it into existence during COVID. It all developed during COVID, meeting with some extraordinary women who are master's degrees, PhDs in all these areas and who are recognized experts in their craft to come together and put this curriculum and program together. So Ask Patty now has four certifications, certified female friendly, the leadership workforce and culture certifications, and you can even earn a master's certification.
Nice.
Part of what I see in the industry and why this is unique and so needed is our industry tends to train each other. We regurgitate. We're learning from industry, just industry, and so no new thought or no new ideas gets injected, where this group has very diverse backgrounds and very diverse outlooks. And so it helps our industry grow their knowledge base, number one, but also their ability to see things from different perspectives. Donna can talk much better about different sessions and the culture. That the other point that I want to underline is I'm actually in awe of these six women and the depth of their knowledge, their ability to teach in a way that you can understand, and also coach. They do a lot of after coaching to help them really. It's one thing just to come to a conference or a session and learn something, but how do I make those action steps to make that happen in my business or in my personal career?
So you just, but you just said these six women, and I think I'd be sitting here saying, what do they do? And they're all part of the training, and they're all part of the certification, and they're all part of the messaging, and they're all part of getting the training up shifted and through. Oh, I like that.
Yep.
Wow. Whoops. that's a great tagline. Glad I thought of that. But why upshift?
Well, you got to get to another level to compete in today's market. And so all of this curriculum, all of this content, the training, the coaching is to help businesses and or individuals thrive in the marketplace, which has been, since COVID, is dramatically changing all the time. Look around. We're at Apex. All different kind of ideas, and what I want to do and continue to do is help our industry thrive and grow. And sometimes they only do that kicking and screaming, but right now I see a lot of willingness for growth.
I'm looking around the bubble that I'm in inside of Joe's Garage, and I'm counting the women that are here. And although there are not as many men, I'm surprised to see the wives. I love to see the women that are manning the booths from these companies. And I have to say, you're probably a few years late, but thank God you're starting this.
No, you know, I've been doing this for 21 years, and I've been a very patient, broken record routine. This is what you need to do growth. And I think now is the time, not only on the women's market, but in all diversity, and also in improving culture. There's a hiring crisis in our industry, and you got to change your evil ways, baby, if you're going to, you know, really address the needs of potential employees. And that's what this is about. This is all about really helping and being a leader for the next generation of leaders, for that next generation of companies as they grow and evolve, and to help nurture them through that experience. The six women I'm speaking of, by the way, each having expertise in different fields. Donna, of course, she can talk about that, but I'll talk about some of the other women. McSeal Johnson, who is currently also the vice president of Phoenix University. She's not a practicing attorney, but she is an attorney, and her focus is around DEI and compliance. And she also has some great marketing background, because that's part of her role with Phoenix University. We have Martha Rader, who is also a professor at Kaiser University, which they also have an aftermarket program, and she's a former Northwood professor along with Donna. But her expertise is in leadership development. She has been working with dealerships for years. She uses something called DISC. Some people may be familiar with that, assessments. But she also, over these last couple of years, got certified with diversity, equity, and inclusion. So she's got that also to share with companies. We have Claire Calhoun. She has her master's degree in communications and marketing. She's also a university professor. And she also has her own public relations company, and she has a lot of know-how in social media. But with a twist, like how to do that to really shine and let your culture and your workforce shine in their messaging about your company. And then we have Serena Barolo, who is an expert in the Latina market and also a PhD. Actually, I think she's a double PhD. And she has been a university professor now working with us. And she also is a holistic coach. And that how that works, and I'll have Donna talk about it, is just really a way to look at your business and your personal growth and career in a way that helps you adapt to change better. So all of these professionals that are working with us, including Patricia Muir, we can't let her out. She is wide experience, but her expertise that she's sharing with us is in teaching about emotional intelligence, which has become extraordinarily important right now. But she also has a degree, her certifications in compliance. She does a lot of work in consulting with dealers as well. And I'm just broad stroke. You got to come to AskPattyTraining.com and read their bios. I'm just in awe.
I did go to AskPattyTraining.com. I did read the bios. And all I can say is, wow.
Wow. How lucky am I?
Wow. Donna, before I get to you, one more thing about EQ. We recently did an episode about the vulnerability of CEOs and being in touch with yourself and the whole EQ thing. So when we think about the independent automotive aftermarket, and you tell someone, stop being a tough tech guy and show some of your heart, put some emotion on your sleeve. It's tough. But I think it's a trend, a leadership trend, that we have to buy into, get uncomfortable with it a little bit, and then make it happen. So thanks for bringing that up. We can talk about
that. Well, that's
more.
A business skill. And I think that when you hear emotional intelligence, what we teach is why intelligence and understanding it helps grow your business and make you more profitable. I think that's the twist that we put on it, and it's very important.
That's cool. Donna, welcome. So, tell us, why Upshift and what's your role?
As Josie was saying, we all bring something different to the table. And clearly, I got that aftermarket background, and I'm analytical. I love data, and I analyze everything. And so it's really interesting when you start working with, you know, these other women that we all bring something different. And so I work very closely with Serena, who's a holistic coach. And she and I worked really hard on this change management workshop that we're doing. And I'm looking at her going, what do I bring to the table? And she's looking at me going, what do I bring to the table? And we came together beautifully because she understands the cycle of change. And I like to say I'm the poster child for it because I've been through so many changes. I bring the business aspect of it. So I understand what happens in a business, and particularly in the automotive industry, what changes are happening, the changes we've been through in the last 30 years, because I've seen them. I had the benefits of learning from people 30 years older than me. So I feel like I've had at least 50 years of experience because I learned from the people that came ahead of me. And I now understand a lot of the cycles of change that have taken place in the industry and within companies, but also just from being in the workforce for 30 years, how your career changes over time. And so we came together with this change management workshop, and she looks at it from a personal standpoint in a holistic approach that works not just for you as a person, but also your professional career, and also how to work with your people to have them understand how to manage change in their personal life and at work, because your companies go through change also. So how do you manage the change that your company's going through? And right now, that's a lot of what we're experiencing. It's interesting you said that it's good that we're doing this now. We've been doing this, and what we're talking about with these workshops is no different than what we needed 30 years ago. I left jobs because there was no career path. There was no training. They didn't tell me that I was appreciated. I changed jobs because of that. And now we're talking about the fact that you need to give people a career path, and you need to train them, and you need to train them how to communicate with their coworkers. That, you know, we tell you what to do with that information. So when it comes to emotional intelligence, we don't just tell you what it is, but we tell you how to use that information to make your business better and how to perform better within your own company.
I remember going through an EQ training session for a week, and it really changed me. It really, you know, get in touch with your feelings and yourself and understand the value and how you can use it to be a great leader. So glad to see that. The aftermarket experience that you have just lends a perfect combination to this program. I mean, they could all rely on the fact that this is your marketplace. Am I right, Jody?
Yeah. Actually, it's all automotive.
All automotive.
Automakers, auto suppliers, auto dealers, auto support and all aftermarket, which is a very broad category because it's universal what we're teaching in terms of how we can help individuals, business owners, leaders thrive in the ever-changing marketplace. And on topics that have been not really even presented, not in this way, I think our industry is open to more change than ever before. COVID did us all a favor by shaking it up a little and showing our weaknesses.
It did.
And I think this came together very organically in that we all want to be helpful to this industry, and we've got some answers. We've got some skills. We've got some mad skills. And it's not just workshops or sessions. It's also aftercare, coaching, more and more. Because it's Rome wasn't rebuilt in a day is one of my favorite sayings. And like you said, you went there for a week, but nobody showed you how to make actionable steps as follow-up to how to benefit from all that training.
Hey, Carm here. And coming up, learn more about the certification and training available with Upshift. Hey, it's Carm here with news about the new Napa Smart Sign, previously known as the Digital Menu Board. I like to think of it like a silent salesman on a TV near your service desk. It's an easy way for you to increase customer awareness of your current promotions and educate them about needed repairs and service. In other words, having a Napa Smart Sign will supercharge your sales. Napa Auto Care tests have shown 1 out of 5 consumers ask for a repair or service they've seen on the board, and targeted promotions resulted in double-digit increases. One auto care shop owner said, "I've received amazing feedback. Customers are actually asking for additional services they see on the screen." Now that's what I call getting results. You choose the content for your Napa Smart Sign from a library of auto care services and repair topics. The Smart Sign comes with preloaded content. Just about anything you can think of is available, from alternators and alignment to wiper blades and wheel bearings. There are over 150 topics to choose from. Templates can be customized with your location branding for a professional look. Some of the options include customer reviews from Kukui, DemandForce, or MechanicNet, live news, and even the weather. Whatever content you choose, it's preloaded for you. Just as important, it's easy to change your services, prices, and video content anytime you'd like. Plus, the latest Napa national promotions are downloaded to you automatically. Of course, having a Napa Smart Sign gives your auto care center a professional, state-of-the-art look and feel that tells customers, "I'm on top of my game." Now, that builds trust, which means recommendations are accepted more readily and customers spend more. Find out more about what Napa Smart Sign can do for your business. Talk with your servicing Napa store owner to find out more about the Smart Sign and all the other reasons to become part of the Napa Auto Care family, the largest network of independent repair shops in the country.
So the certifications, Jody, Donna, that you're providing based on, are there steps along the way? Are there points to earn? Are there leader-led? Is it virtual? Let's jump into the whole, what do I get at the end while I'm doing all my training?
3 different areas that we train in. So it's workforce, culture, and leadership. And within there, there's 4 workshops in each one of those. You could pick leadership, and each time you complete like all 4 of the courses within that leadership, then you earn a certification.
As an employer, when I take a look at the resume coming from an individual that has been certified in those areas from Upstart, how are you going to get the word out that that's a really critical and important certification to look for?
We have a full court press coming out. We're in pilot mode right now. Again, I would invite any industry professional to take one of the sessions or workshops. We're offering it in a complimentary basis in exchange for a survey. The email is upshift@askpatty.com if you would like to participate. We'll be announcing the full product mid-January, which will include live sessions, which everyone's used to on Zoom. There will be recorded and self-paced coming too in 2022. But why is it exciting? Because it's really important to have that training from this core group of extraordinary thought leaders. Because you want your people, you want to invest in your people, and you want them to grow.
You want them to be trained by the best.
Yes,
really, you need to start training your people earlier. You know, we keep talking about the millennials. Well, the millennials are well into their career, and we now have the Gen Zs. And there was a crazy number of, I think, better than 50% of the Gen Zs are managing people. And you look at that, and it's like, how prepared are they to manage people? The courses that we offer help train your younger people, not just your seasoned managers that you want to promote, but the time to start training them is early on in their career so that they develop the skill sets they need to be good managers. Now's the time. And our workforce is getting younger because the boomers are retiring in droves, and we're bringing in lots of young people to replace them.
You know, you just said a few minutes ago, you didn't have a career path, you didn't have any training, and that's some pretty big requirements for the millennials. So there's no doubt, Jody, that this is probably so apropos at the time when the millennials are slowly going to take over the largest portion of the workers that we have. And if we're not paying attention to the needs, every generation had something different that they wanted out of life. And the millennials, a couple of key points. We've done some shows within the last 3 months on millennials versus boomers and hiring millennials. So I'm hearing it and I'm getting it. And I it's almost like the perfect timing. If you want to be able to learn how to retain great talent, how to hire great talent. I mean, can we talk about the technician shortage? Is there any help there?
Absolutely. So Jody and I do a workshop on how to hire technicians. And it's not just the steps to do that, but it's how do you retain them also. Things have to change. So we talk about, okay, here's how you develop relationships. Our industry is all about relationships. And so when it comes to hiring, you have to develop relationships. You have to react fast. You can't sit on a resume for 2 weeks and then maybe get around to it. They're gone. You know. But also, how do you retain those employees? And so the techniques that I learned when I was at Northwood as the department chair, I just applied to the technician shortage. But I'm also working with the ASC Education Foundation and working very closely with high schools and colleges, and the techniques are the same.
I'm so glad to hear that, because my first interview here at Apex was with Trish, mm-hmm. Trish Ceratori, and we did a lot on the ASC Education Foundation and some things that we should be doing.
Gone are the days that you put an ad out for a technician and you fill a spot. This is like, oh my goodness, there's work involved. I have to create a pipeline and I have to plan and I have to have an annual plan. And it's one thing to tell people that and they want to do it, but it's how showing them step by step and working with them to roll that out. And so I think what we're giving is a much more, not just talking about it, but we're going to help them. We're going to handhold. They have to sign up for that. But, you know, really building those plans. And one of the things that occurred to me while we're talking that something is that a lot of companies can't afford to or won't make the time to train their people, but we'll do it for you. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Am I supposed to spend money? And that's, I think, one of the hurdles that we have is time and money. If you don't run a great business, you can't. There's no slots to let someone go, because we're confident that the rest of the team will pull the weight, because we may not have the right culture. We may not have the right people in the right jobs to carry the burden while someone's going off being trained. And, oh my, I have to pay for that too. I don't get this. I lose them for a day, and maybe I'm talking leader-led, but who says at lunchtime they can't sit in the lunchroom and do a class?
I like to point this out. Like, there's always these competitions, especially among repair shops, to be the top shop in their local area, and you know they get voted for. And then there's all these awards. You just mentioned the top, you know, diagnostic technician and all these things. But I can guarantee you that those shops that are getting all the awards, like in the tire industry, the top shops and all these, are the ones that invest time and money in training and leadership. You don't get to be the top people without investing in time and money. And so you're missing the boat, and it cuts into your profits.
Yeah.
That is so important for our industry to know that. Having to retrain, and even if you're doing it yourself, takes time, and that's your money. And so I think our approach is to ease that burden a little bit by taking on some of these and working with their team on their behalf. That gives them more time and money to do what they do well, which may not be training and assisting their people's career growth.
Well, and if you aren't training your people, you're losing them, because the younger generations want to be trained. And look at the money that a lot of the employers are throwing at people to come work for them. And money's important, but it's not everything. And you can throw money at it, but they're not going to stay if you're not training them. And it was interesting. We had a lady in one of our sessions, on their change management session, and she had just taken a new role with her company. And she was asking, you know, how can we use this workshop in our company? And I said, well, you know, you get this new job. And I said, isn't there this moment of freak out? Like, oh my gosh, I've just taken on a lot of new responsibility, but I can't let that show. And I can't talk to my manager about it because I need to perform. They just trusted me with a lot more responsibility. And now, but I can't freak out, right? But there always is that little bit of change that you're going through. It's uneasy. And where we can help is talking with that employee to say, here's how you manage it. And they can have that conversation with us. There's a lot of conversations we can have with people that are hard to have, that are hard for an employer to have. And so we can be those people that can help your people through change, or help your people learn leadership and emotional intelligence, and have those hard conversations that maybe they wouldn't have with a manager.
I would like to mention the courses that are in Upshift, and I'm looking over them here. Leadership Styles That Get Results, Employee Retention and Satisfaction. I'm already hooked. Emotional Intelligence and Business Success, and Courageous Conversations in the Workplace. Now that sounds pretty enticing. How to communicate. I'm sure that's a course on communication.
Yes, it's a course on internal communication with a lot of the aspects around diversity and inclusion, topics that perhaps even the leaders or owners of the business are familiar of, how to have those conversations and how to do it using the right vocabulary and the right intent. That is a really powerful workshop. In fact, it's coming up this month. Again, if you want to get a taste of Courageous Conversations, we're running that pilot in November. Email upshift at askpatty.com to get your seat.
Okay, I just heard the word pilot. So the program is not officially launched. I think you said January, right?
We started piloting our sessions or workshops July 5th. And that will be happening until the end of the year, because it is my opinion and our opinion collectively that we want to go to market with truly piloted, tested. We wanted it to be absolutely helpful. And so we're doing the right thing. And so we've been running pilot sessions. There are 12 sessions total for the 3 certifications, at least twice, hopefully 3 times, surveying the participants, tweaking, so that when we go full court press on our live big announcement, sort of like, you know, you buy the business and then you do the grand opening.
Right. Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
A virtual grand opening.
Yep.
I love that. The reason the pilot is there is that you're honing. You're taking the reactions like a movie screening. Did the audience like the movie before we release it? And if not, we may have to go back to the editing room.
Yeah.
Same in concept.
Yep.
You're trying to make it as right as rain as you can.
That's right.
Before you launch. But if I know you, you're going to be constantly tweaking stuff.
Yes, of course. And I just think these are very important sessions with some sensitivity involved to make sure that we're honing our craft right now. And it's remarkable. Actually, from the surveys so far, we've done many sessions, have gotten many surveys, we're spot on.
Good.
Can we get more? Where can we get more? And I know Donna can tell you from her sessions, they just love it. And there's some exciting other things that are, you know, I like to keep the excitement there, that we'll be launching with our full court press mid-January of 2022, and there will always be more. This is one of the most exciting projects that I have been able to work on since I launched Ask Patty.
Jody, since you started Ask Patty, what's changed?
You know, one of the things that I am so grateful for, that my customers are very loyal. And because the women's market is ever changing and evolving, we're always doing new things every year. Sometimes every 6 months. Boy, COVID, we really had to change how to address women in the women's market. Well, the women's market is the tip of the iceberg of all customers. And so I wanted to bring all that knowledge with the right trainers to expand the market to include everyone in the auto industry. The principles in Ask Patty are the same. If you want to win with women, you need training and ongoing training. You need certification. You need help with your marketing. Well, this is for all the market, only much more in depth. And I brought a team together that can deliver.
Outstanding team. More than qualified. Any leadership training that you would go to in our industry would not have this cadre of experts.
That's our differentiator.
Yeah, it is. Because anytime I've ever taken a class from a PhD or a university professor, there seems to be so much more, not only credibility from the lessons being learned, but I think you pay a whole lot more attention because these experts come across in such a different way.
Well, their perspective, that's earned perspective that they could give us. And I think our industry is hungry for that right now. We've been challenged on many levels the last 18 months, and it will continue. Just changes in the market, changes in vehicles, COVID, the workforce challenges that they're facing. And I think they need in-depth training that is going to help them in the next few years and onward to continue to grow.
Yeah. Hey, are you excited, Donna?
I am.
Yeah.
This is a lot of fun. And, and again, looking back 30 years, we've done a lot in our industry to really upgrade what we do as an industry. But it's all been focused on processes and taking, lean processes and taking waste out of the system. We're finally starting to focus on the employees. It's not that we didn't before, but the real focus and where companies are really going to win is on developing their employees and doing the things that they need to do to retain them. Because retention right now is critical. So many of the younger generations have left their jobs and have changed jobs. And so to retain the employees, the good employees, you need to do something different.
Let me share a parallel. When I talk to shop owners that send their service advisors to service advisor school, they come back and their business just blossoms because of that. And sometimes we fail to think that leadership is just as important.
Or that they understand best practices in human resources management. It's kind of like getting a board of directors for your business. That's how I can see how Upshift, I cannot possibly know all this as a business owner or a leader, but I can go to the experts and they can help me. And by the way, you can pick and choose. If you just want to take a session here and there, you don't have to get the certifications. I recommend it. And so you can choose those learning. And so I think this is a great way to look at Upshift. Wow. Take that brain trust, that brain power, and inject their help into my business so I don't have to know everything.
Yeah, and let's not forget, to my audience, if you send your service advisor for service advisor training, don't forget about leadership training because it's connected. I mean, being a good leader today is almost like a minimum requirement for every position.
Absolutely. And in one of the sessions that Martha does, it is all about, she talks about unconscious bias and how you need to really understand what your unconscious bias is so that when you go to hire or you're talking with a customer, that you're talking to them in their own language, that you're open and welcoming to them. It was interesting, just yesterday, I was sitting at a table with, I would say, a millennial who is in charge of HR, and they were talking about hiring female technicians, and that they were talking about this one young lady who was just very tenacious, but she was told that she couldn't do the job because she was too little, or she couldn't do it, why would she want to do that, because she was a female, and on, and it was like, why does she have to work that hard to do a job that she's qualified for. And I'm like, if she weren't that tenacious, she would just walk away. And they're like, oh yeah, like we just need to change our dialogue. So we can't look at a young lady that wants to be a technician and say, why would you want to do that? We need to look at them and say, that's fantastic you want to do that. I have a job for you. We just need to change the dialogue. And that's a lot of what this training is about, is understanding how to change the dialogue and to be more inclusive of not just women, but of people that are just more diverse than what our industry typically is.
Yeah. Final words, Jody.
Again, I want to underline, all of this was developed to help our industry thrive and grow during challenging and hopefully good times too. I want to throw a challenge out, and that is a question. Are you taking advantage of the total available market in your employee as you hire, in your customer base? Do you see every opportunity available to you? The question is always, absolutely not. No one can. We can help you see more opportunities of growth in your business through workforce, leadership, and culture, education, and coaching. And I think, you know, nobody is going to be interested in, they don't think they're going to make a profit. And I can say that my certified female-friendly clients that come back here are thriving. So I'm just doing this even better with Upshift. So check us out.
Cool. Upshift, powered by Ask Patty. And it's Upshift at AskPatty.com.
That's the email.
That's the email.
The website is AskPattyTraining.com.
Cool.
Thank you, Carm.
Hey, thanks for being here. Donna,
thank you.
Good to see you. Donna Wagner, Jody DeVere, appreciate you coming.
All right.
Good stuff. Can't wait to publish this.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.